Medrash Rabbah, beginning of the parsha, says Zesh Omer Hakosav Hu Mahashna Edanya Uzmanya, that the Eibishter changes times, periods. Omer Abovin Lamad Over Deime Lamelech Shehoyeloi Ohuv, someone very close to a king. Who, and this person was an extremely powerful person. He was in charge. He appointed various government officials. He's a very powerful person. Sometime later, he was seen that he was imploring the guard to let him into the palatin, let him into the palace. And he didn't allow him to. Everybody was wondering. This guy was so powerful that yesterday he was being memana duchsim, etc. And now he's asking, begging the shayar, the gatekeeper, to let him in, and he doesn't let him in. Amr Lahem, these questioners were answered. Shaita Ovras, the man had his time has passed. Kach, Moshe Rabbeinu, was Geizer al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was Geizer Ki'ilu al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Kavu Mekayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekayim. Kuma Hashem, Shuva Hashem. So much kayach Moshe Rabbeinu had. V'achshav enavo eschanon, mischaneinu, mischabeit likoneis l'eretz Yisrael, v'einei miskabel. And now he's begging the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, tof kuf tesvav tfilis v'eschanon, to allow him to go into Eretz Yisrael. And the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is not allowing him to go in. Why? Shaita Ovra. That's what Shaita Ovra. The Bo'esahi, that the time elapsed, it wasn't his time anymore. That's the Esahi. That even though he was Schanon, Tovkuf Tesvav Tfilas, he wasn't answered. The Medrash is coming to teach us something. The Medrash is coming to teach us something about time's up. What does it mean, time's up? It's a Hashkof Asylum. The aside of this Medrash is a Hashkof Asylum. If a person has Kayach, and if he views his Kayach as being his own independent Kayach, that he's his own Balabos. Person has a certain amount of Kayach. As a person, let's say, as a Dugma, as a Moshel, person gets older, so he gradually, his kaychas wane, right? The level, the amount of his kaychas goes down. It's not that, well, you don't have from 100 to 0, that one morning the guy has full kaychas, the next morning he has 0. Right? A person gets gradually shvacher. As a person gets further and further away from his prime, from his peak, so then he gets shvacher. Here, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was Me'ev Esrim Shana, so we're told, the Torah tells us, Le'nos Lechai, Moshe Rabbeinu was no outwardly Shvacher, and intrinsically Shvacher at age 120, as at much earlier. The entire difference, so how does it, till now he had so much Kayach, and otherwise not, and afterwards not, that's what the Medrash is coming to teach us. The Kayachas that a mensch has are not his own independent keiches. If it's his independent keiches, that's nicht zu verstehen. It's not to be understood. A person so powerful, and all of a sudden, he can't do that. He can't even, he has to beg from the shayar to let him in. The keich comes from the melech. The melech says, you are ad kama, that you are my mekurov, that I want to give you this blank pass. You have this blank pass. If I take away avra shaita, the time of your pass expired, so now you have no power. Kach, Chazal are teaching us. Moshe Rabbeinu's kayach was from the Rabbeinu Shalom. But everything he had was from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. As such, if you're you and you realize your keiches from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, so you're not your eigen balabos. You have your keiches for as long as the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants to give it to you. Even though physically you may be no different on day two than day one, but if the zman that the Eibishter wanted you to have the keiches day one, so you have it from day one, and day two you will not have it from 100 to 0. That's the aside of this medrash. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu says. Weiter, in Vayelech ben Mea ve'esrem shana anoichi hayoim layuchal oid lotzeis v'lovoi v'Hashem omar eilai loisavar zayar din hazeh. What is Moshe Rabbeinu saying? Be'etzem, mitzad Moshe Rabbeinu, there's no nafkamin of 120. There's no difference as far as Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned between before he was 120 and after he was 120. Like I said, Torah says, Leinos Leicha. That he wasn't allowed is because Hashem Omar Leisavar Esayar Din Hazeh. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam Bala Keiches Kulam was Keveya Otzover Zmano. It's a way of looking at the world. It's the Torah way of looking at the world. The Keich that you have is in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. At Kamer that you've given it, you're given it. At Kamer that you're not, you're not. Nothing else changed. What changed is that the Ratzon Hashem is that you should be like this and not like that. And Medrash also here says another interesting thing. This is a Medrash in Parshas Leisabrocha, Parshas Yud Aleph. After Rabbeinu Shel Olam says to Moshe Rabbeinu that he's not going to be Zeicher to go into Eretz Yisrael and that he's not going to be Zeicher, and he's not going to prevent his misa, that he is going to die, Moshe Rabbeinu asks the following. Hanach oisi kechayos hasode. Let me at least remain as one of the chayos hasode, shehen eichlim asovim v'shoysim mayim v'chayim. They eat asovim, they drink water, they live v'royen es ha'olam, and they see the world. Kach tehei nafshi keachas mehen. Let my nefesh also still be around in the form of one of the Chayas HaSoda. Answered him, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam Rav Loch. You're asking more than you're going to get. You've exceeded your limit. That's it. So Moshe Rabbeinu then said, okay, you don't allow me to be Chayas HaSoda. Let me be Chodsh Ka'ofa Pireach. And the Rabbeinu Shel Olam also says Rav Loch. And the Medrash goes on. It's a very interesting Medrash. L'chaira, the Medrash is Ta'on Bir. Bishleima, that Moshe Rabbeinu asks to go into Eretz Yisrael, Fashteitzach. Eretz Yisrael, the Segula of Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu wants to go in and be Zeichet to be Mekai Mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. That we understand. Moshe Rabbeinu's bakasha to at least be kavur in Eretz Yisrael, that he should at least die in Eretz Yisrael, be kavur in Eretz Yisrael. That also we understand. That also we understand. Certainly we understand his bakasha not to die. But the bakasha to be kechayas asode, or even if not kechayas asode, keoifa pereach, we have to understand that. What's the maila for Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu, we can only imagine, has an unbelievable chelik in Olam Haba. So what's Moshe Rabbeinu asking? I don't want my chelik in Olam Haba. No, I want to be as an oifa pereach, as a chayas asode, or as an oifa pereach in Eretz Yisrael. What's Moshe Rabbeinu want? Bishleima to live and be mekayem mitzvos in Eretz Yisrael for shteitzach, to be kovur in Eretz Yisrael for shteitzach, not to be nifter, to be able to live and do mitzvos for shteitzach, but to be kechayas hasode, faker, to see the world going on around you, and you're just kechayas hasode, or even less, ke'if ha'pireach? What did Moshe Rabbeinu want? So I saw a meiridike thing in the Sefer Rosh Hamona from Rav Shach Zecher Tzadik Levroche. He writes there a Meir de Kabir. He says, everything in the Bria was Nivra L'Kvaydei of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Like that says, right? L'Shmi L'Kvaydei Barasi. Everything in the Bria, the entire Bria, whether we understand it or not, every prat and every aspect of the Bria exists the Chvoidei of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Even though we ourselves don't understand every prat, where the Kvod Shemayim is in every prat, but that's the Metzius. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu, even though we don't fathom it, and Oifa Pireach at Kama that it exists, it's because there's a Ratzon Hashem that it should exist. The Chayas HaSoda exists because there's a Ratzon Hashem that it should exist. If there's Ratzon Hashem, there would be no Ratzon Hashem, it wouldn't exist. That means even a Chayas HaSoda, even an Oifa Pireach, there's a Kvod Shemayim, there's a Dvar Hashem, which is Machzikit B'chayim. And as such, since there's an underlying Dvar Hashem in everything, every Oif HaShamayim in its own way also has a Ribui Izmar B'Kvayt Shamayim. It's a Chelek of the Lechvaydi Barasim. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu asked. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't looking for his kavod. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't looking to sit on a Mizrach. Moshe Rabbeinu was looking to be a Kli of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, to be Mar B'Kvayt Shamayim. The Eibishter is telling him, you can't be Mar B'Kvayt Shamayim by being alive in Eretz Yisrael. You can't be Mar B'Kvayt Shamayim by being alive B'chlal. You can't be as a person. You can't be Mar B'Kvayt Shamayim as being cover in Eretz Yisrael. There's a Kedusha of being cover in Eretz Yisrael, which also does something. What does the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, what does Moshe Rabbeinu want? Let me at least be Mar B'Kvayt Shamayim as an Oif HaPireach in Eretz Yisrael, or as a Chayas HaSod in Eretz Yisrael. The Chshivas of the Kedusha and what one can attain and with the Kvayt Shamayim, what one can be Mar B'Kvayt Shamayim in Eretz Yisrael, even as an Oif HaShamayim, even as a Chayas HaSod, even as an Oif HaShamayim. That's Amar B'Kishti. That means it's again, everything you have is from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That was point number one. Point number two is everything that you have that is from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Every aspect of the Bria is that is B'dvar Hashem. And as such, every aspect of the Bria is B'kayach, is an agent, is an emtsoi to be Mar B'Kvayt Shamayim. Hence, Moshe Rabbeinu, even, it doesn't make it, as long as I'm Mar B'Kvayt Shamayim, that's what I want, to be in this world, to be Mar B'Kvayt Shamayim. I want to be Mar B'Kvayt Shamayim in this world. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu wants. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu wants. I want to be Mar B'Kvayt Shamayim. Being Mar B'Kvayt Shamayim is the best way of being Dovuk in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. On this idea of another prat in this nekuda of being davuk in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that the Bria is everybody has a Dvar Hashem, and from everybody comes out a ribui of Kvayt Shamayim. So there's a meridik ishtikl from the Ramat Valley. Veschanon, as Rashi tells us, is Megimatria Tovkuf Tesvov, that Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Tov Kuf Tesvov Tfilas Kaminyan Voeschanon. So the Ramat Valley, he has two volumes on Sefer Dvorim. So in the Madura Tinyana, it's called Bir Mishneh Torah, Ramat Valley, Madura Tinyana, he writes as follows. These are things that the Sharoshim, that the Sharish of these things in Dvorim Amukim Ma'oid that are well beyond our comprehension. But there are certain things that even on a simple level we can take from here, klapi our avayda, and klapi how it affects us. He's discussing this inyan of what was the mechuvan of Moshe Rabbeinu's tof kuf tesvav tefillahs of the Torah, telling us this tof kuf tesvav tefillahs of Oschanon, begematria 550. Ve'ulai hoiso kavanosei shel Moshe. Perhaps, he says, the kavana of Moshe Rabbeinu was lahamshich ribui ha'oirais El Hamalchus, to bring the ribui of Eiris El Hamalchus, k'dei sheyiyeh lekoyach, so that the Malchus of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in this world should have the koyach, v'gam liYeshua Talmidoi, and that Yeshua should have the koyach, l'achnia u'lahamshich kol malchei Knan, in order to get to be machnia, to subject, to subjugate all of the Malchei Knan, they should be able to be kovish the Malchei Knan. V'zeh watam. So this, the Tavkuf Tes Tvav Tvilas are alluding to a bakosha to give that koyach. How? V'zeh watam shel Tavkuf Tes Tvav Tvilas. Kedei. This is loshen. It's tifa things, but again, we'll try and take it pasha. Kedei she tekabel ha-malchus, so the malchus will get miluyoi shel shakai, the miluy of sheshin dalet yud. Shehu, what's the miluy of shakai? Tof kuf iris, 500 iris, that the bria didn't get sheloi haisa mekabeles kaidem lachim. Ela mipshutai. It didn't. It only had the pshutai of shakai, not the pnim, not the milui of shakai. We'll see what that means. Aval achshav, shekolan hoga mesura biyodo. When you give shakai, it's full thing, even the pnim of shakai. Leficha chayset zricha. It needs the ribui of iris shel hayisoid, and it has to be connected with the koyach ha'elyoid, which is ko. Right? Ki biko Hashem tzur ha'ilamim. Cause the kayach of the Briyas of Eilam Hazeh and Eilam Haba. That's the kayach of the Rabbeinu Shel Eilam of the Briya. Of putting together that ka with what he calls the pnim, the milui of Shakai, that's what gives this the kayach in this world to be kayavish malchikna. So the oimek of this we have no shaykhis to, but just on a simple level. Shakai, Chazal tell us, means she'omar lo'ilam le'day, which the aside is any lack of shleimus in and limit and shear, or limitation, agbola in this world is all not because of chas v'shalom v'chisaron and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Mitzad what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam did, it's 100% shalom. Just because of the hagbalah of the physical bria, that it can't be soivel it, that it can only take so much. Right? So that's magbil it. It's what they call tzimtzum. It had to be mitztamtzem to exist in this world in a limited fashion. So sha'omar lo'ilamai dai, shakai means it's an all-powerful kayach, which in this world can't manifest itself totally because this world is limited. And therefore, it's Amar Le'ilamai Dai, so we have it in a limited version. That's Shakai Kipshutai. That means the Kayach of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam only as we, Lamaisa, have it here, subject to the physical limitations. Amar Le'ilamai Dai. Therefore, even though the Kayach of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam of Bria, which is referred to as Ko, and we say by Amalek, Yod Al Kes Ko Milchama Lashem, Molek Bado Ein Hashem Shalem. What does Ein Hashem Shalem mean? Cause the kayach of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. For the Shem to be Shalom means the world is Bishleimus, and it's just as much Bikayach down in this world as it is Lamala. It fuses it together, right? It takes the Hey and the Yud Kei with the Vav that's Mechaber at the Kei. It makes it all one thing, totally the same. Kol Zman that there's Ra in the world, it's Ein Hashem Shalom. It's just caught up there. But over here, it doesn't manifest itself. Why? Because Amar Le'ilamai Dai, it can't. There's a limit to this world, to how much it could take. How much is... What's Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah? What's Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah? Here comes the gematrias that he's talking about. What's the milui of Shakai? The milui of Shakai, what does that mean? First of all, the concept. What do we mean it's the milui? The milui is the letters, the Shakai, Shin, Dalet, Yud, right? So Shin, the milui of that is Yud, Nun. How much is Yud, Nun? 60. Dalet is Dalet, Tof. Dalet, Lamet, Tof. So it's 430 and 60 is 490. Yud is Vav Dalet, is 10, is 500. So the Milui of Shakai is 500. What we're missing in the Gilui of, because it was Omar Lailamai Dai, is the full force, the Milui of that Kayach, That's the gematria 500, the miloi. To bring out that miloi, how does that miloi bring out? To bring out that miloi is that the koyach of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam from the mala, that's ko, should totally manifest itself and bring out, be mitchaber with the miloi, with the hidden part of the shakai, and bring that out into the open. That means what? The ko should be mitzaref with the miloi, which is 500. Ka is 15. 515 is 515. That's the Kof Tof Kuf Tesvov. The minion of the 515 tfilis that Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalo. The 515 tfilis that Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalo. Dr. Ahmad Vali Beremez, his kamis mispalel that there should be the full kveit shamayim, that the koyach of the Rabbeinu Shalom should totally manifest itself in the world, that the ko there should be mizgale here and be mechaber, and the ko should bring out the milui of the shakai. The ko should shteltzu to the 500 of the shakai, and thereby bring the total malchus of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will manifest itself in this world, kefi the koyach of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and without the limitation. And with that koyach of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, this gala in the world, with that it has the koyach to be kevish all the malchus, to be kevish all the amim, and to be yairish eretz k'nan. So the yisod of this Tof Kuf test fillers of Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Ramat Valley, is a bakosha for gilui kveit shamayim bimiloi oi. Right? That total kveit shamayim should be nizgala. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's veschanon. I'm not going into Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu says. I understand, I have my bakosha here. But chutz from anything, but the ikur bakosha was, there should be kveit shamayim b'chol tokvei. And the koyach of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam should manifest it in this world, b'chol toichai. And that and only that is the koyach which gives Klal Yisrael the koyach to be kevish the amim, which will give Yeshua the koyach. That's where the koyach comes from, because all of the koyach comes from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. From these three nekudas that we discussed, there's one tzad hashava, that what makes the world go, the koyach of everything in this world is the koyach of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Moshe Rabbeinu's koyach was koyach of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. When the time comes that you don't have it, you don't have it. You have it as long as the Eibishter gave it to you. Nothing's yours. You have it as long as he gave it to you. He took it away. It's not yours. The Bakosha, what does Moshe Rabbeinu want in this world? Moshe Rabbeinu wants to be Dovuk of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Al Yedei, alive. Al Yedei being covered in Eretz Yisrael, which is the Beis Eshel Melech, to be covered in Eretz Yisrael. If Al Yedei, even by being an Oif Pereach, Achayas Asodar, an Oif Pereach, that also has there's a Dvar Hashem that it exists. It's also there for a Kvod Shemayim. Moshe Rabbeinu wants Kvod Shemayim. Moshe Rabbeinu's Tefillah, what's his Tefillah? There's a Tefillah for Klal Yisrael of Tov Kuf Tes Vav, that the koyach of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the ko with which he's the full koyach of the Bria of the world, should be mischaber, should bring out the milui of Shakai, the part that's subject to the Omer Leilam Eidai, the full koyach should come out, the full malchus of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam should be nizgal in the world. It's a tefillah for kfeit shamayim, and the koyach of the malchus of the Eibishter, and to bring the world to its kiyum when the whole world is molei deyas Hashem. Shabbos.